If you love all things British, then it goes without saying that you love British theatre. The thrill of sitting at a resplendent, historic theatre and watching performers bring a play to life is a quintessential part of the British experience. But what about the army of professionals who aren't seen on the stage? To make the magic happen, the intrepid individuals known as general managers must bridge the business and creative aspects of a theatrical company. They are the glue that holds these glittering, exciting, and inspiring entities together. British Heritage Travel Magazine brings you this exclusive interview with one such talented professional. Beverly Edwards has been general manager for Jersey Boys, Jude Law's Hamlet, Chicago, and now Breakfast at Tiffany's, to just name a few. As an American living and working in London, Beverly gives us a unique perspective on life in the British theater, the next hot show ticket, and the best countryside locales at which to take a break from the cacophony of London. Let's join BHT's Amy Griggs for part one of Backstage with Beverly.
What exactly does a general manager do?
You're hired by the producer. So a general manager is a freelancer, mm-hmm. essentially. So you're hired by the producer of that particular production of the show. And then you connect all the different aspects of the show. You deal with the cast and the contracts and the payroll and the marketing and the advertising and the insurance and the accounting and the budgets. And so you are kind of the umbrella overlooking the business aspect of the show to make sure that the wheel runs smoothly. And you hire people for the onstage aspect of the show, i.e. the directors and the choreographers and the actors, the dancers, the singers. But then they do all the work on the stage. I do everything off stage to make sure, from a business standpoint, kind of the liaison between the producer and the show to make sure that it runs properly.
Well, that's fascinating. That's also many faceted.
Yes. Yes. There's many layers.
There are many layers. Now, what differences do you find between working in the U.S. and working in the U.K.?
I think the main difference is the unions, because in New York, it's a union state. And the Broadway productions are all union-based, whether you're an usher, whether you're a box office mm-hmm. manager, actor, whatever. Every aspect of that production is union-based, whereas in the UK, it's not. They do have Actors' Equity. They do have the Musicians' Union. They do have what's called SALT-BECTU, which is for some of the crew. But it's much more loosely based, and it, I think, allows, having now been here for 4 years and really watched, it allows you the freedom to do a little more. And from a budgetary standpoint, I find it much more cost effective to do a show here. And people are finding they actually like to mount shows here and then maybe
move them.
You tend to see more. Well, they do work both ways. I mean, we do.
Right.
Obviously, you have Lion King that has come over.
Jersey Boys,
things like that. But then now we're also having mostly, you know, plays. I personally did two shows. I worked with the Donmar Warehouse, which is a wonderful
right.
theater here in London, when it was under the artistic direction of Michael Grandage. And they did Frost Nixon, which they mounted here, and Hamlet with Jude Law, both of which transferred to Broadway. And I was living in New York at the time.
I was hired in New York
to work on them
on those shows.
There. So,
okay, very interesting. Now, talking about mounting a show. What always amazes me in the beautiful historic West End of London, you have big shows going on. How in the world do you get all that scenery? How do you load in from these tiny little streets?
Well,
and
yes, as you see in the West End, it's lots of cobblestone streets
yes.
and all very windy streets. And the first thing you do is you go to the council to get parking passes, basically.
For the trucks.
So, a truck, if you're loading in a brand new musical, you know, you could have two trucks, you could have five trucks. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about being in the West End and you're opening a new show is that you have time within your budget and within your tech schedule to load in the show. And that could take a week. It could take 2 weeks because you have such a minimum amount of
right.
space to get the scenery in and out of these old theaters.
Unlike in New York, you have a huge loading dock, even though they're old theaters.
Yes.
Huge docks, the trucks back right up. And so this is a long process.
It is a long process. And I'm actually working on another show right now where we're touring the the UK, in the provinces, and most of the theaters out, you know, in these provinces are very contemporary theaters. They're much, much newer. So I think they've learned that, yes, they have these huge loading docks where we can put 2 to 3 trucks
right
up to the stage.
As you go about your business and your very complicated job, what is there in the West End that we might not know about, that we would love?
People ask me that all the time. They say, you know, oh, do you go to the theater a lot? And are you seeing things? And the answer is yes and no. I think it's my job as a general manager, because you are looking at your competition, you know, of what is out there. So I absolutely try and see everything that's running. But you also work very long hours. And sometimes, you know, I might not leave the office till 9 o'clock and the show starts at 7:30. So it's finding that balance of not getting so engrossed in your own show, but you have to because there's work to be done, but also seeing and supporting
other,
you know,
people.
Other people, other producers, general managers, actors.
Right.
You know, I do love to support the theater. I love to see musicals and plays, and not just in the West End. I mean, whether it's the Almeida, the National, the Donmar Warehouse. I mean, I think one of the things that I always like to tell friends or family when they come over from the States is that the West End is amazing. It's, you know, obviously very similar to Broadway.
Yes.
But there is amazing theater outside of the West End, you know, i.e. The Donmar Warehouse, which is 200 seats, very small, very intimate, you know, amazing productions. You have the Almeida Theater, which is up in Islington, which is part of London, but a little bit farther north. They don't do a lot of musicals. It's mostly straight plays. You have the National, which they have a myriad of theaters within the building. So small,
yes.
Big. Another great one is the Hampstead Theater, which is up in Swiss Cottage, for anyone that's looking at their tube map. As soon as you get off Swiss Cottage, it's right there. Again, smaller house. A lot of these smaller houses are also subscription based,
yes.
as you would normally have in the States.
Right.
So, which is great. But I guess the point being that there is a lot to be had
in Greater London, not just the
correct,
not just the
yes.
West End.
Yes.
Two historic things: the Globe Theater.
Oh, of course, of course.
How do you feel about their productions? Do you think
I have been? They're amazing. What's great about the Globe, and I recommend to anyone to take the tour of the building if you come. That's on my, you know, 10 things must see in London. I love to be a tour guide and I love to take people around because I do love living here, and that is one of them. But what's great is because it was built as it was...
As a replica,
you know, they have very affordable tickets, which is great. I believe they're £5, and you stand in the circle, in the middle.
Just as if you were there in Shakespeare's day.
Or they have the seating in the back, and it's great if it's cold. You can rent blankets. You can, you know, they have all the things for you. I saw Richard III there with Mark Rylance, I believe, and it's amazing. It's because it's a whole theatrical experience, and that's the difference, I think, as opposed to just sitting in a theater. What they also have here, again, kind of outside the box, is Regent's Park. Every summer does literally an outdoor theater. They've done, you know, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. They've done Ragtime. It's always usually a big musical.
Big musical that, in Regent's Park.
In Regent's Park, which is a beautiful park in its own right, but then it's an actual outdoor theater.
That's wonderful to know.
It is.
And the other one that I'm intrigued by and I've never been to is the Old Vic.
Again, amazing. Kevin Spacey obviously was, you know, ran the Old Vic for 10 years, and now Matthew Warchus has just taken over, which is great. I've been to a number of productions at the Old Vic, again, south of the river, so near, right next to Waterloo Station. Very easy to get to.
Now, Beverly, since you're in the theater world, really in it, give us some inside knowledge of something that might be coming up in the fall, let's say.
What I hear on the grapevine, I don't know much about it, but there was a show last year at the New York Theater Workshop with David Bowie called Lazarus, which he was very involved with, and we hear through the grapevine that show is going to come across the pond. Don't know when. I think, you know, it's unfortunate because of his, you know, passing. amazing.
Yes.
It was a huge success in New York, and they want to share that with the London audience.
They want to recreate it.
They do. They do. So we hear.
His estate is working on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it would be his estate. And again, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I think because.
But we can look it up.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, David Bowie is a huge iconic star and person, on
right.
both sides of the pond.
Absolutely.
But, so I think that's that's probably the big ticket that people are waiting to hear about.
Oh, that's wonderful. And of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's will be back in the West End or away in the fall.
We will be in the West End from June 30th through September 17th. And then starting September 19th, we go back out on the road till the end of November.
Beverly, I understand that you, when you do have your odd day off, you like to go out in the country and hike. And there's a group that you're doing that with. The American Women's Club of London, I believe?
Yes, that's right. I joined the American Women's Club of London, which actually my mother was a member of when my parents lived here back in the 80s, which is how I found out about it. A wonderful organization in its own right. And one of the activities is a hiking group that I joined.
What is your favorite place to go hiking?
My favorite place is in the Yorkshire Dales, actually, up near Burnsall. And I've never seen anything like it. I've been back about 4 times now. I always stay at the Red Lion Inn, which I can't say enough about. Go, go, go. It's about 2 hours north of London. Beautiful, but I mean, rolling hills, sheep, the most beautiful geography, streams. And then we've taken, so we can go farther or even just going 45 minutes to an hour outside of London to Chorley Wood, to Maidenhead, to Tunbridge Wells, down to Rye, down to the South Downs. All different, but all beautiful. I mean, the UK.
And those are day trips.
Those are day trips.
That whole list of things that
absolutely.
You mentioned.
Not the Yorkshire Dales. That, I would say, that's a weekend. But yes, because we usually, we leave at like 8 in the morning. We're back by 6. But we hike about 14 miles.
That's
so
great.
So these are heavy-duty hikers. This is not a stroll,
okay.
A country walk.
Well.
But they're beautiful.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much. It's a very interesting life that you're leading and a wonderful way for us to get a little idea of what it would be like to be a Yank living and working in London. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look for part 2 of our conversation with Beverly and learn more about what is happening in the West End this summer at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. Visit us on Facebook and join us again soon here at BritishHeritage.com. Thanks for listening.